stop worrying so much about people liking you. Most people don't even like themselves. Nowadays, we care so much about the approval of others that we don't even have approval for ourselves. One of the hardest things to get over about judgment is the fact that you want to be perfect in everybody's eyes, whether you want to admit it or not. And I have something that I came up with that I want to keep preaching about judgment, and it's the fact that people judge, but how are you going to let someone that takes less than 1% of your day, let alone less than 0.00000001% of your life, dictate how you feel? I think one of the biggest frame shifts for me as far as judgment goes was being able to understand how little of an impact people have on you, and that you don't change as a person just because people appreciate you less. You don't change as a person just because people don't appreciate you at all, if that makes sense. And if these people take up so little of our life, why do we constantly feel the need to have to go under them and find a way for them to like us more? And according to psychcentral.com, people want approval from others, right? If you have a fragile sense of self-worth, it can be hard to validate your own experiences. So you may need to seek approval from other people. Some ways to mitigate it is having self-awareness, embracing who you are, and therapy. I think those are pretty self-explanatory options, but I want to highlight embracing who you are a little bit, because I think if you're able to be yourself freely, you won't care what other people think because you're doing something that makes you happy. I will admit the hardest part about anything is being able to push through people's judgment and not letting it affect you. But if you're truly doing something that makes you extremely happy and you love, you're not going to care what anybody thinks because you live with yourself 100% of the time. Other people, even if it's your own family, only have a certain percent, if not 0.000, etc. percent on your life. And once you realize this, it makes it a little bit easier because you are with yourself 100% of the time. In Patrick Bet-David's book, Your Next Five Moves, he talks about the fact that you should be trying to change for the person that you're always with, which is yourself. You are the person that you spend all of your time with, literally all. It's not like you spend a percentage of your time with. It's not like it's one of your friends that you see every now and then. You are literally with yourself all the time, right? You know everything you do. You know everything you don't do. You know everything you want, everything you don't want. And once you find something you really love, it makes it a lot easier to express yourself and not worry about other people's opinions on you. And something for you guys to think about, just a little bit of a mental shift, kind of seeing things from the other perspective. If you were happy with yourself, your life, kind of everything around you, right? Would you spend time judging other people? Probably not. Because if you're happy yourself, you don't need to focus on anyone but yourself. No successful person has time to worry about you, nor does he have time to worry about those that wronged him. It's kind of like the quote that I talk about, or Chris from Modern Wisdom talks about, but I kind of reiterate all the time. You don't get shit on from above. People that are doing better than you never have time to judge you or make fun of you, because fundamentally, they are doing more than you and they are more successful. And for somebody to be more successful, that means they're doing something better than you, right? That is literally the definition of success. Is if somebody's successful and you're not, that means they're doing something better than you are. And I know Alex Hormozy talks about this in a money point of view. He says if somebody's doing a business and they're generating more revenue than you, then they're doing something better than you are. And I think about the same thing with successful people. I think there's different areas of your life, right? If you're successful financially, doesn't mean you're going to be successful emotionally, but I'm talking about that specific side. If somebody is successful emotionally, that means they're doing something better than I am emotionally. If somebody's more successful than me financially, they're doing something better than me financially. And I have two quotes I want to read from Marcus Aurelius from the book Meditations. I always preach it. Amazing book. You guys should check it out. And it says, "So other people hurt me? ? That's their problem. Their character and actions are not mine." Something that Marcus talks about in the book all the time is the fact that you need to let people do their own thing and understand that it is a flaw of their character and not yours. The only flaw of your character in the situation is how you react to it. It's your responsibility. I like how he says, "So other people hurt me, That's their problem. It's very simple, but it solves a lot of problems. If somebody's judging you, if somebody's really taking the time out of their day for you to get in their head, right? Like, if you think about it, for someone to dislike you and judge you, it takes time and energy. And if you boil it to the smallest details, some person who knows nothing about you doesn't like you. And every time they see you, you make them change. Like, even literally physiologically, you make them more mad. You can change somebody's mood just because they see you. Why is that your problem? It's not. The only problem that you would have is how you respond to it. It's ingrained in my head. And it's true, because your response tells you everything you need to know about yourself and tells the other person everything they need to know about you. If somebody upsets you or says something mean and you get extremely mad, they're going to know that they know what makes you tick and they have that power over you. But if they say something and you nod your head, you go, okay, or I don't care. They don't have anything on you. You just handled them. And chances are they're going to dislike you even more because you had a good reaction to them. Again, it's their problem. The second quote is, nothing that goes on in anyone else's mind can harm you. Same exact topic. If somebody's taking the time to think about you and get mad at the fact that you did something or they don't like you for whatever reason, that's their problem. If they're fighting all of these demons in their mind and all of these negative emotions, you don't have to deal with it. And similarly, if they project these emotions onto you, rather than it being in their mind, they actually tell you these things. They make fun of you. Well, that's their problem. How does that affect you? It doesn't. Whatever side you're on, whether you're getting judged or you judge people, you need to understand that there's ways to put yourself in a better situation. Especially if you're the person judging, you need to understand right now that you're doing something wrong. You're not in the right situation. And I heard a good quote not too long ago. Somebody said, if you don't like something about somebody else, it's a projection of what you don't like about yourself. So find out what it is. And I've been doing this as well in my life, so, and it's been very helpful. So if you guys see somebody you don't like, why do you not like them? If it's for a real reason, don't give yourself excuses. Be hard on yourself. But if it's for a real reason, you know. But if it's like, oh, okay, well, that guy has more friends than me, and I don't. Maybe that's why I don't like him, because I'm jealous of him. You know what I mean? In that situation, you don't like yourself. So, like, right, stop worrying so much about people liking you, because most people don't even like themselves. If you're judging somebody else, you don't like yourself. Because if you were truly happy with yourself, you wouldn't have time for that. I've been wanting to do these quote kind of episodes for a minute now. I think I'm going to start doing them more often. I really enjoy them. Hope you guys found some value in it. Remember, stop worrying so much about people liking you, because most people don't even like themselves. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. This has been Abundant Thinking. Shoot me a follow on Instagram at abundant_thinking. Thank you guys so much, and have a great rest of your day.